The owner and executive chef of Sammy's Bistro, Sam Harris, says it was worth having to close his Prospector restaurant for 3 days in order to host the production crew from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, also known as Triple D to regular viewers. Harris says he was contacted about being on the program about 3 weeks ago and, after a lengthy interview, was told that the production crew would be on their way to Park City to tape. The crew showed up last Monday to shoot the close-ups.
They chose two dishes to feature with Guy, which was Guy Fieri. The two dishes they chose were the savory chicken bowl with rice that we made step-by-step on Monday and on Wednesday, and then the Chivito Club, which is a very bland sandwich with pork tenderloin, bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato, it's a chimichurri sauce on a hoagie roll, and those two items were the main two dishes that they featured.
The show's star, Guy Fieri, showed up to tape his segment last Wednesday when some 20 of the restaurant's best patrons were treated to a free lunch.
So he came in at about 11:45, and basically 10 minutes after he was there, they had three or four cameras in the kitchen with me, and we made the savory chicken bowl with rice step-by-step. We did the tomatillo aioli, we did the crispy tortilla strips to go on top, and then we did the Chivito Club. And each one of them, we bantered back and forth, Guy and I, and they had several cameras from different angles taking, filming the whole thing. And it was fun. He was joking around with me, and you'll see it on the edit. It's going to be interesting to see how they edit it down and make it look good.
Harris thinks that Fieri may have been a bit biased before coming in.
I guess he had low expectations for us. On paper, I guess we didn't really look like we were going to be awesome. In the end, we won him over. He basically said that we were in the top 5% of all Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives food he's ever tasted. And that was a huge compliment. When we did the savory chicken bowl, he said that there's Flavor Town and there's Funky Flavor Town, and we're right off the exit to Funky Flavor Town. So he thought the chicken bowl was awesome. He ate it after they stopped shooting. He brought it over to the bar and finished the whole thing. So obviously loved it.
The crew also spent some time shooting at Silver Star, owned by Jeff and Lisa Ward. Lisa says they didn't hear why Triple D chose Silver Star and Sammy's, but think they scored well on online interviews for places that fit their criteria. Comfort food and locals' favorites offering menus with lots of homemade food.
When they called us, we said, we're not a diner or a drive-in or a dive, so are you sure you called the right place? And they said that they were really looking at us more in the local favorite, tucked away hidden gem category, and that's what they liked about us.
They forwarded some 20 recipes to the show's producers with specific instructions about how to prepare the food. Three menu items were chosen to feature on the show, all prepared by Chef Dave Bible.
We did the pork ossobuco, which is a signature dish on our dinner menu. We did the mushroom stroganoff, which is a vegetarian item that has been on for easily a couple of years, and I think if we took it off the menu, there'd be a small revolt. And then there's a crispy pork belly appetizer that they did that served with a Carolina barbecue sauce on white beans that they were excited about.
She says that Fieri seemed to be happy with the results.
He just, was really complimentary about our chef, loved the space, loved the coziness of the space, really loved our proximity to Park City Mountain Resort. During the filming process, he insisted on taking the coverings off the windows so that they could show how close we are to the lift here, and he was really excited about the fact that the kitchen staff gets to look out the window and see the skiers coming in and out and enjoy the beautiful views that we have here.
The Wards shut down Silver Star for 2.5 days for the taping, which she says wasn't easy at the height of the ski season, but the payoff she expects will be huge.
You could not purchase this kind of exposure. You really could not. This is a national program. Millions of people will see it. It's going to show over and over and over again for years. So once it's in rotation, it's part of their regular screening process, part of the shows that they air over and over again. So it's really invaluable. And what Guy told us on Wednesday when he was here, and what the team told us as we wrapped, was you guys need to get ready because a lot of people are going to be coming your way because of seeing you on the show.
No word when the show will be broadcast, but both Harris and Ward say it'll be at least a couple of months. Maxwell's, located out at Kimball Junction, was also a featured restaurant. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.